Hello and welcome to episode 29 of Bit Podcast with myself, David Dance, and you, Benjamin Reed.
Hello.
Hello.
Episode 29. We're nearly at the big 3-0.
Woohoo!
We're still young though at the moment, aren't we?
We're still young.
Episode 29.
Yeah, that would probably be so. I mean, you know, other ones are on like the hundreds mark.
Though I was thinking the other day on the way to work, we've been doing it for quite a while. Because we did have a bit of a break, but overall we've been doing it quite a long time.
We've had a mixture of like platforms and methods, and you know, it started off with like Kia and Jamie and like a whole group of us, like a big panel, and then people had like other things to do as everybody does, as we have as well, get busy, and then we've had a couple of empty patches,
downtime. Yeah, series, end of series, I like to think of it.
Oh yeah, that's
how people like to phrase
it. End of series.
But what I'd like to maybe do for the 30th episode, we could maybe get a guest.
Ooh. Is this an advert now for like? Can we have a guest, please?
Anyone
out there?
No, I think we could wrangle a guest in. That'd be quite good.
Yeah, there's all sorts of people we could get on the show.
Not sure who it might be yet, but it could be another, maybe someone from Southwest Front End on Slack.
Nice, I like it. Yes,
maybe.
Yes.
And that way we can get them involved. Or I don't know. Or maybe we can have Kier back on. I don't know.
Yeah. Come back, Kier.
Or if anyone wants to come on, you can come on remotely if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah, we can definitely.
We're open. Open to some offers.
Yeah, yeah. Be good to bring in a little bit of fresh, like, discussion.
Yeah. We can almost do, like, a little interview, a little self-promotion, then just have a...
Oh, that would be lovely.
Have a chat.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, good idea.
We'll find someone. 2 weeks, we'll have someone else.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with the meat.
The meat of the show.
The meat of the show.
Because I'm not allowed to eat the Doritos that are right there.
Ooh, the wafting towards you.
I know,
you.
It's really sad. They're just too loud to eat on the radio. Can't do it.
It's not food for radio.
We did a test, though, and yeah, they don't work. We need like salt. Cheese. I can have cheese.
You're not biting into my cheese.
Not right now, but maybe next time I could bring my own cheese. And it's like silent food. Oh, that's a good idea. Anyway. Good tip. Want some podcast food? Get cheese.
People learn so much from these shows.
Wait 1 second.
Oh, very good.
First topic.
The GTA free mode update.
Now, not being as into the GTA online scene as you are.
No.
I think all I see is like, oh, haven't they had free mode for ages? But obviously, this is obviously something else, because it can't be that, because...
Yeah, it's actually called something else, and the name escapes me now, but it's a free mode update.
Okay.
Free mode's been it for ages, and you can just log in, and it'll be like free roam
on random server,
on single player. Yeah, random server, random people being annoying a lot of the time because they'll have everything. They'll have the tank and they'll blow you up or something. And there's also random arbitrary missions that you can do, like stealing cars and making a bit of money on the side and buying clothes. I've done that bit.
Yeah,
it's like the fancy lobby stuff. In this new update. Excuse me. They've added in some extra game modes that don't require a lobby. Okay. They just get initiated while you're in free mode. So
it's just an update to free roaming.
It is an update to free roaming. So okay. And it adds in these extra game modes that I'm not sure how they're triggered. I'm going to find out tonight.
Because it's quite new, isn't it? It's like last couple of days.
Yes, it came out the last couple of days. And one of them is... like, it's called something like In the Zone or something like that. And basically, You'll all have ground vehicles, and your mission is to stay inside this bubble area that's marked in like a yellow tint.
Okay.
And it comes down from this helicopter, which is like an AI helicopter, and it flies across the map. And you have to all drive and stay inside this area, or you'll blow up. And it moves along, and you have to keep with it.
It's a bit like Speed, the film Speed.
Yeah, you have to keep up with it. And not only that, but it also gets smaller as it gets to the end point. And it
until there's like one person left.
Yeah, until it gets this tiny little thing. And so the last person in it will be the winner.
Like it's not just on your map, though. Can you visually see it when you're driving? Cause,
yeah, you can see it. It's like the big yellow tint of like the marker, checkpoint markers that you get on GTA.
Okay, and you can just see it slowly closing in around you.
Yeah.
That sounds quite fun.
It's quite, it looks quite fun. And then there's another mode called Hunt the Beast. And I thought it was like tank mode, you know, where one person will have all like the health and everything like that, and everyone else is attacking them, and it's like, you know, the behemoth against a bit the
like
Goliath.
A bit like Evolve, the game.
A bit like the Evolve game, where you're a big monster, and then
what happened to that?
It's still going. It just didn't. I think it didn't have a very powerful launch.
Heard so much about it until it launched, then heard nothing.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, GTA.
So yeah, and it's you kind of turn like one of the players will turn into this like Teen Wolf kind of thing. If you ever saw the film Teen Wolf.
I haven't, but I can guess what it is from the title.
Yeah, so you're a werewolf.
Yeah.
And you turn into a werewolf, but it's like you're wearing like a American like college student like jacket and jeans and stuff, and it's funny, and you have to get to these checkpoints, and then everyone else is chasing you down, and I got a feeling that you might have extra health, you might have an extra bit of health.
You've got to have some
advantage.
Yeah, you've got to have some handicap being the only person.
Yeah, I think you do get a lot of weapons as well. I watched the Rockstar Games YouTube channel does a lot of videos to show off their parts of their new updates and things like that, and they released one to show the new free mode update, and the Hunter Beast one, he kind of like, he didn't really use the weapons he had, and eventually he pulled out like a whole minigun, and I was like, oh, he had all the weapons all along, he just never used them, he was too busy trying to get to the checkpoints. So you can probably like whip out the machine gun or like rocket launchers and just blast everybody.
That sounds quite fun.
Not to worry about ammo. So yeah, and that sounded good. I think that might be it. There might be one other game mode that I'm missing, but the update's good. What's more important about these updates, or about this update and the rest of them, is that they keep doing them and they're not charging anything
for it. Yeah,
they've been constant. Like, it's how long has the game been out? And they're constantly
two years, I guess.
2 years, and they're still adding things to it
for free. They haven't had any paid, like, story content, have they yet?
No.
Because that was always going to be, like, a thing, like they did with GTA 4. That seems the thing that's missing from it at the moment. Not that I've completed the actual
I wouldn't be surprised if they
main
add
story,
in,
anyway.
They add in another, like, character. They could add in another character, because that's what they did with GTA 4. They added in
Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yep, and The Lost and Damned.
Yeah, and I want to play that now after having watched Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
I'd like to see the similar thing, but in GTA 5.
I played that and Ballad of Gay Tony. I bought the game that was like the additional ones.
Yeah,
like those two.
The game
stories.
Of the year kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like kind of a platinum edition or something for Xbox 360, and it was good. And that if you'll notice the color, they've tweaked the colors to match the kind of theme.
Nice,
so the Lost
okay.
and Damned is like textured like drab colors. And very grungy, or quite a kind of little bit grungy, and then the Balagay tone was more saturated and brought up.
That's quite cool.
If you want to like, if you for like the Easter egg kind of, well, not the Easter egg, but like the kind of little details for people if they want to check it out, you want to check out what is it? It's not Michael. It's Lewis. Lewis was the main character in the Ballad of Gay Tony that you play, and. You'll see him, he cameos in GTA 4, because their paths cross.
GTA 4, so you see him back in the main story.
In the main story, and the same with The Lost and Damned, they kind of intertwine a little bit. And you'll see him in that, and he looks totally different to what he does in the Ballad of Gay Tony. Like, they had him in there, but then they were like,
oh. He just wasn't fully imagined.
Yeah,
he
wasn't,
character.
Like, kind of, like, constructed. Like, it was just, like, this generic, like, an NPC. And this one, it's like he's in the actual game, he was more fleshed out as a person. It was quite cool how they've added them in, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did it with this one as well, like just added in extra characters.
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to see. I mean, I want to complete it on PC. That's one of the bigger games I've got on my PC.
That must be nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to when things in, like, the PlayStation realm die down a bit. But the trouble is, the gaming industry never really dies down unless, you know, you take, like, a month off to finish off your back catalogue. It just keeps on going, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, I've got so much time to give into Metal Gear Solid, and I've done, like, 35, 40 hours now, and I'm still only 20% through it.
Amazing.
And it's still really fun. Yeah. Like, and I still feel like I'm at the start.
Do you?
Like, I still feel like I'm just not even...
scratching the surface.
Like, yeah, there's, like, a couple of key story moments happened and stuff. But anyway, bring it back to GTA. I'd still like to... I still want to complete the main story, because I just got to the bit where it got really interesting, where you weren't quite sure what side Michael was on, whether he did it for the...
yeah.
X reason.
Careful, we don't want to do any spoilers on this
show.
Well,
I can't give away that many, because I don't know.
No, well, yeah, but, there's... anybody who's played GTA will know that Michael already starts with a kind of checkered past, because you play it at the very start of the game.
Yeah, so it's all around that first conflict where Trevor gets shot.
Yeah.
And I really want to know, because all the characters were forming really well and the story was all coming together just as I sort of stopped playing it. So I really want to get back to that.
So do I. It looks great as well. Like, on the PS4, it looks really good. I know you're playing on PC, where you've got 60 frames and...
yeah, and
that
it's
magic.
Yeah, it's above 1080 as well. It's 2560, I think, by 1440.
Yeah, they boasted it as, yeah, that's 4K.
Not quite.
They that's what they boasted it as, I think.
No, but that's as high as my monitor will output. It's,
oh,
it's,
sorry.
It's like native resolution. It's like 1260, 1440.
Okay.
But yeah, I obviously can't output it more than that, because just the size of the monitor won't go any bigger. Or the resolution won't go any higher. Unless I bought a 4K monitor, but...
I think that might be a bit much.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Fine, because I sit quite close to it anyway, so... And I sit quite close to it, and it's still super sharp, so...
I've seen. Yeah. It's so crisp.
But, yes, I'd like to come back and play it. And maybe I can come back and play the updates as well.
Yeah, the multiplayer stuff is fun. Like, we don't play much team deathmatch or kind of aggressive competitive games. We play more like the racist stuff and the ones that are a lot more to do with there is a goal at the end.
Yeah, I like
because
all the other
goal,
you know,
if you kill somebody.
Yeah, because you know every other shooter on the planet's got that.
Yeah.
That mechanic.
Yeah.
And it satisfies those people who like that mode and will just want to play in GTA. But it's nice to have, like, an objective and a mission. I just quite like going in and robbing a convenience store. Even that was just...
yeah, I like that. There's some good team building ones as well. Like, there's ones where you help each other.
Yeah,
to do
that's
things.
What I like. That's
yeah,
good.
So do I. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, check out the GTA update if you've got it. I mean, everyone's probably heard about it. That's probably still interested in GTA, but
you should go on if you've got GTA. You should get online if you've not. There is loads to do. It's just a shame that if you can get rally some friends together. You know, there's heists. There's loads of stuff to do.
Yeah, I still haven't done a heist. But, yeah, I think I might just somewhere find a day where I can just try and blast through a load of GTA. Even though, again, that story is massive.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a bit of a big game, isn't it?
Yep.
Next topic. So you want to speak a bit about Yeoman, which I think we've spoken about a bit before.
We have, but this is normally our cycle of doing things. You find something cool, and I go, oh, that sounds cool.
Give that
a
go.
And then I give it a go, but like later along the line, like a few months down the road when I actually have something to use it for. And I've found something to use it for. I wanted to try out making a base kit template or making a base kit template generator using Yeoman.
Yeah, so just quickly before, in case anyone doesn't know what it is.
Yes.
It essentially allows you to quick start a project.
Yes. So,
and there are tons of pre-built generators. For WordPress and Angular and whatever it may be. But you can make your own. And you can make it with the Yeoman generator. So you've generated your own one for Basekit.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically a Basekit template that's white label, and it's a very simple like layout in that, and it just asks for all the fields that you need. So
yeah, you can sort of program your own set of questions that you ask the user, and then you sort of help them set up their template, which
yeah,
is really,
yeah. So
really cool.
let's quickly go through like the process. So you would install Yeoman with Node, so npm install yo, and then you install a generator. In this case, it
the
would
base
be
kit.
Basekit generator. So you install that with npm as well, and then you can go yo basekit template. And
boom.
Away you go. It starts asking you questions in the terminal, and it'll ask you, what's the name of your template? What's the folder name of the template? What's the colors? And you know, all the things that you would.
And you can ask it. It can ask you a million different things if you want.
Yeah, yeah. There's all those things that, like, I'm sure a lot of people have done like WordPress installations before, and you have to go through the rigmarole like, what's the database name, or like all those little things.
Yeah, like that's like a good example.
You just go through those little naming things where you go, just plonk the files into my directory and I'll fill in the fields. I don't want to be copying and pasting things and kind of getting, is this right? Are these the files that I need? Whereas this, it sets up everything for you and you don't have to worry about it. And in this case, I've had to create the files that will save you having to set it up.
And it's actually super easy to write your own generator.
It's
like really easy.
It is really easy. I had a little bit of help because I knew you. And you had said before you'd made one for Ruzic.
Yes.
And I looked at the Ruzic one, and it's a simple one, and it was a great example.
You can read the code. That's the nice thing.
Yeah.
Yeoman's API. It's just a nicer API to some of the Node stuff, and it's just really easy.
Yeah, yeah. I had one little bug where I was copying images using the template copying method, which means that the character encoding
was getting buggered up.
Yeah.
But besides that,
so
you remove three characters and you're good to go.
Yeah, it was great, and you can just use these little template tags, a bit like Liquid, but it's like the angle bracket.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what it renders in. It looks a bit like, I don't know. I can't remember what templating language it uses, but anyway,
it
looks a bit like EJS, I think, maybe.
Probably is.
It looks very, very similar.
Yeah. But it can go through any file. It goes through all file types in this project, and it will plant in those values that you answered with. So what's the name of your template? And it will take that value and put it into that,
whatever file you want.
And then the name bit, wherever you've put it. And then before you know it, you've got a template with all the bits that you just put into the terminal. All done.
It just takes away that menial step, like the bit you do at the start of every project.
It does. And the benefit from my angle is that people can start building a template really easily and really quickly, and I don't have to explain so much. Like, I don't have to go, oh, well, you need this file, and you need to set it up in this way, and you need to make sure you commas it. And it's like, just use this. If you're familiar with using the terminal bit, install this, and you'll have something to play with pretty immediately.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. You can give it to anyone, and then they can get roughly the same setup, and they're just sort of good to go.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a third-party thing that you've not used before. Like, we made it for Ruzic because on the hack night that we have, people don't want to spend an hour trying to work out how they have to structure their theme or, you know, how they set up their project to deploy it and stuff. So this thing just set it up because they didn't really care. They just wanted to be able to code some stuff.
Well, yeah, this is what developers question it, so question all the time is, oh, is this the right way to do this? You as soon as you start a new project, you suddenly start questioning everything, whether it's right or it's perfect. You can just use this and just assume it'll work absolutely fine. If I go into here, I can fine tune stuff and make it better or whatever. Yeah. You could do that to the ends of the earth, but at least you have something that it works. It definitely works. I can drop this in, go run with it.
Yeah, I think it also depends. Like, some generators can put people off because they are all created by the community, though there is a few official ones. You know, you might run into a generator that makes a load of files that don't quite sit like how you would like them, or it uses less when you use Sass yourself, and then you have to redo it. And I think that all comes down to like the author. Like, if you know, if you don't want to bother saying, do you want to use less Sass or Stylus, and you set that up for them, then just give them CSS and let the other person code it.
That's what I would do.
Do it themselves, and that's what we ended up doing. But like for my own stuff, so I've got my own one for my own little projects.
Oh, really?
That just sets up like all the dot files, like all the readmes, the bowers, and it gives you some like common suggestions. So like I always normally, you know, you normally have jQuery, I normally use normalize. So it gives you like a radio button checklist. So it says, what libraries do you want? And then you like check them in Yeoman, and then it puts them in your bower file, and then it obviously installs it and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
And it took me like a couple of hours to write, and now I use it at the start of each one, and then if I keep adding something, I go, oh, I'll move it over to the little Yeoman generator.
That's sweet.
Or like, and you can put like sub commands in it as well. Don't know if you've seen that. So you get you get like yo,
yeah,
whatever, but you can do yo like the name of the generator, and then colon, and then another thing.
Oh yeah.
So you can get like sub generators. So I've got one in mine, which starts out an entire project for you. But then there's one that's called Yo HTML, which just gives you a new HTML file. And it says like, what's the title? What's the language of the document? Do you want to put a link to a style sheet in? And then it just creates like the HTML5 boilerplate sort of HTML5 doc.
That's cool.
Rather than in like a snippet, like being in Sublime or Atom. So instead of having them kept inside the editor and having to sync them, they're just inside the generator, so you don't even have to be inside a program to generate it, which is quite cool.
That's cool. There's so much to it.
Yeah, you could do so much stuff with it. It's crazy.
Cool.
Like, we could make one for like for BitPodcast that would generate us a new episode template. We put in like, here's the file URL for the MP3. What's the episode title, yada yada, and it would just do it.
Nice.
But we do that on GitHub.
Do you know what I was thinking? He's so smooth. Segway master. So yes, our next subject is github.com, which is where we edit and put live
Bit podcast. But not only that, you want to talk about it in a bit of a wider scale rather than just our usage, but it still applies.
Yeah, we use GitHub Pages, and the GitHub Pages uses Jekyll as well,
which we've talked about at length. So
yeah,
you know, Jekyll compiles your site, and on GitHub you can edit and commit to your repos live, which in turn makes Jekyll recompile, so you can edit your website via the GitHub interface.
Yeah.
And it does all of it for you.
It's really cool. I'm such a big fan of it. And I really like that we can do that, and you don't have to clone down the project at all. You could do, fine.
Like, if you're on a Chromebook, no terminal or something like that, you could code a website purely on github.com.
Yeah.
With their editor.
Which is actually what I'm doing.
So you've done your...
I'm doing my like top level site.
Yeah.
I've got darn.es, which is my surname. And my website is david.darn.es.
Yeah.
Currently that works. That runs on WordPress. But I'm in the process of switching everything over to GitHub Pages now.
You're going to get rid of that old one.
I'm going to get rid of that. And I'm going to have the portfolio on that, and then darn.es will just be this one page where it shows my main stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, at the minute, it is just one page. But that still classifies as a website, surely.
One page is a website.
One page is a website. So that's what I've done. And I've been coding up darn.es on my GitHub account, and I have never cloned it down.
Never cloned it down. Because you can create files on there.
You can create files on there, yeah. And it only had, my website only has one image. And this I'm pretty proud of this. I'm like, smug.
So is this the favicon?
This is the favicon. And
so how did you do that?
Okay, so the other graphics on there are SVGs, which is fine. That's a code form, that's XML. I can just create icons.svg, paste the code in, done. You can't upload any images to github.com. You can't do it. You can't even do binary and like paste it in. And do image.png, because I tried it and it just went no. It just didn't like it.
But yeah, you can't commit in an image.
You can't add in an image without cloning it down and then pushing up.
That sounds like a nice feature though.
They could just make an uploader. I mean, you can upload images via comments. I did a Google search and people were saying, yeah, just upload it to your comments and then link it to that. I was like, what? What are you linking to that?
I quite often, when I need to do, I add GIFs to my readmes. And yeah. I just go into like a pull request or an issue, drag the image into the comment box, copy the URL and put it in the readme.
Well, I guess if it works, it just seems like a little bit...
It's hosted on GitHub. it's like...
But what if they delete it one day?
Well, they could do, I suppose, but...
Yeah, anyway... there is a little trick that I can't remember the original source that I got it from, but there was I got reminded of it when I was watching one of their talks from someone, and I can't remember their name either, so I do apologize for
someone from GitHub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you can do is, if you want your profile image, which is the only image that I needed really, is like an image of me.
Oh yeah, so that's not a favicon, that's an actual, that's a JPEG or something.
That's a PNG.
A PNG, yeah.
It's a PNG. And what you can do is, if you go to github.com/your name, your username, so David Darns, .png, you go there and it's your avatar.
Oh, redirects. So you didn't upload it, you just got it straight from there. Crafty.
But they have a whole GitHub user content.com or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a URL for all their graphical images.
Well, yeah, you can get all your, there's hidden URLs where you can get your public keys off there and stuff. It's, there's a lot of hidden stuff in there.
Mm. And what you can do with that is it redirects you to the image on like a crazy like URL with an ID in that.
Yeah,
and
like you can a cache thing.
And you can also query it. So you can do *s=200,
so you can change the size.
You can change the size to 200 square.
Can it be anything? Is it just running through like Thumble or something?
I guess so. I put it right down to like
one by 10, one.
10 or whatever, and it came out. So I've done that for all my favicons and all my all those graphical images that you need on a website. Well, we don't need, but you can have.
Yeah. Well, I saw you'd got the Bit Podcast logo on there. How did you do that? Like. That's an SVG.
That's an SVG.
Sweet.
Yeah. So all the icons on there are SVGs, except for a picture of me, which is actually hosted on GitHub using my profile picture. And that's why this morning or yesterday, I had to flip it over so it works with my website, because I'm using my actual profile picture. So when I update it on github.com,
it'll
update on there. But it works really well. It doesn't produce the ICO file, but I've been working to a quite modern browser like system, so yeah. it'll just work with the PNG.
Oh, so you're just like using the favicon as that PNG?
Yeah, just do it that way.
Add your face to my home screen.
Yeah, it does come up. Add my face to your home screen. So yeah, and I was pretty chuffed with that, and I made a little like liquid like mixing kind of thing, so you can just drop the meta. It's favicon.html in the repo, and then if you wanted to, you could copy it and just change the ID to whatever you want. And
pretty sweet. Just
export all this. It'll just run all the sizes.
Nice. That's cool. Like, it's just nice. You can go to a website that hosts like the versions of other websites and build a website and have version tracking in it.
Yeah. And I'm doing it all on the GitHub Pages branch because I need to like preview it.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a delay for refreshing, but I use the inspector obviously, like we all do, like fiddle around with the inspector.
And just copy the code
and
from
then
there.
And then just copy it over. And this the design is very simple, so it doesn't make it too much of a chore.
Nice, that sounds really good.
So yeah, the challenge is getting there. I'm almost done.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if we should. I really want to read you the Bit Podcast website.
You want to what? Redo it?
Redo it, yeah.
Yeah.
But whether we're all doing GitHub, I don't know. But obviously it's Jekyll. But I'd like to do something nice with it.
Yeah. Do some kind of feedy thing.
I think so. I think that'd be good.
All right.
I don't know. Have we got time for any more?
I think we should wrap it up there.
Nice 30-minute mark, I think.
Nice. 30-odd minutes, yeah.
Cool. So, okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We've covered quite a couple of different things, but hopefully we'll be back next week with another person.
In 2 weeks' time, you mean? Not next week.
Not next week, yeah.
Our next week, yeah. Every
couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks.
Yeah. But though, I say that, I might actually be on holiday.
Ah.
So we could do it a week early and then release in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. That would be good planning.
Yeah. Let's see if we can pull that off. Okay, until next time.
Goodbye.